Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Digital Dialogue. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Scott.
This week's episode is very exciting because we're going to be discussing Digital Dialogue's rebranding. So today we're joined with our design team, Emily and Lindsay. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. To kick off, I want to start by talking about what a rebrand is and why we decided to finally pull the trigger and rebrand Digital Dialogue.
So branding is the process of just changing your image of an organization. It's a market strategy that allows you to give your brand a new name, a new symbol, or just simply change a design if you are already an established brand. The idea behind rebranding is to update your brand's identity. And actually this year, some companies successfully rebranded, including Google Workspace, Adobe, and GoDaddy.
That's awesome. Yeah. And honestly, that was our goal too, to do this whole rebranding. One of the biggest things we wanted to change was the old Digital Dialogue logo was very heavily associated with Yelling Mule. The color alone made it really hard because it was just the Yelling Mule blue. It was really hard for us to kind of, you know, put this type of content on Mule Media too, which is hard because, I mean, Digital Dialogue, we talk about website development and digital marketing. So definitely wanted to utilize this content on both platforms. So that's when we came to Emily and Lindsay with this idea for the rebranding. We only had a few requirements, and one was the color scheme. We wanted it to be neutral, so not Yelling Mule blue and not Mule Media red. Another thing that we wanted to have was the logo have some variation. We post really often on social media, so we didn't want to be posting the same logo. So we wanted to have a little bit of variety with that. And then another requirement was we wanted two different options because we thought this would be a great way to let the listeners decide which, you know, logo resonates with them and what they would want to see. So, and then once we had those two logos, we'll have like a voting contest, but we'll go into all that detail towards the end of the episode. But Lynn, Emily, when we came to you with this idea, you gave us a tool to use that was really helpful. So I wanted to see if you could share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we use Miro. It's pretty much an online workspace where you can all interact and post things and comment and just get everyone's ideas down so you can see it all visually. And I think from there, we really stemmed these two different ideas because we could see the two directions we were going in based off of everyone's ideas. They all had some similarities, and that's where we kind of branched off, where I created a version and Lindsay created a version. We worked together to create these two, but we kind of took reins on each. And Miro is great. Anyone can use it. It's free for, I think, 2 or 3 boards. So you can work on different projects and get everyone's ideas down. And it's in real time, so you get notified when people change stuff or comment or tag you. It's really great.
Yeah, I think that was, I've never used it before, but I think that was one of my favorite things about using it was you can kind of see where someone is coming from and where they've gone and basically just, you know, their real-time train of thought. And that was, you know, just really good for collaboration and kind of just, you know, just really good to work with another person on that.
Yeah, it's really helpful for design projects, and you can actually see people's mouse moving. It's fun, gets you involved.
Yeah, I definitely like the real-time aspect of it. I personally haven't used it either. And coming from less of a design perspective, I guess, since I'm not a designer, I still really enjoyed it because it allowed a different type of communication. It was very creative and, like you said, collaborative, which is awesome. So we ended up with the two different logos. So I guess like we can have, Emily, do you want to kick it off with yours and kind of the name of it? Obviously we'll have like a landing page so people can actually view it, and we'll be posting on social media, but just, I don't know, describe it for us.
Yeah, definitely. So I named this one On Air because it has a neon treatment, kind of gives the logo and symbol an energetic atmosphere, I'd say. And the symbol is made of multiple D's intertwined to represent the alliteration of the name Digital Dialogue. then the circle that this logo creates with the title and the symbol represents the interconnectedness of podcasting and the continuous conversations had on digital dialogue. I kind of wanted to bring in this on-air feel because it was less like static, you know, compared to the old digital dialogue.
Absolutely. Yeah. I loved the neon effect too. It just really made everything, and I hate to say pop, but it made it pop. And, but definitely. And I also love with both logos, you went with more of like a purple, and I was like, oh, that's kind of nice because obviously when you mix red and blue, what do you get? So it was a good, it was a good mix of the two platforms, Yule Media and Yelling Mule. Lindsay, can you tell us a little bit more about your logo?
Yeah, so mine is called Tech Talk. So for my logo, so basically I started researching on Pinterest, Dribbble, just all these different areas. And I kind of was really drawn to this retro 80s looking kind of style. So for the cover art, I started, you know, with this retro geometric kind of 3D idea. And then eventually I found myself going towards more of a techie futuristic direction. So taking these two ideas, I kind of combined them together to come up with this techie retro idea. And I think it was kind of fitting because, you know, this, like Emily said, this podcast is about dialogue and digital things. So I think it was just kind of fitting due to the nature of the podcast and, you know, the world, the kind of world that we live in since we're surrounded by everything digital. So, yeah, I mean, for the logo, it's literally just digital dialogue. And then minus the chat bubble, the quotation marks, which is on the cover art. And then for the icon version, I simplified it even more by taking the two Ds in digital dialogue and just overlapping them in one box. So all together, it's kind of like this progression from a really simple box to a really in-depth cover art.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was great. And honestly, too, I also wanted to touch back, too, because I know, Lindsay, you kind of mentioned it. Emily, when you were brainstorming your ideas, too, did you have a similar start, I guess, origin of process where you were going to Pinterest and other, looking at other examples?
Yeah, definitely Pinterest, Dribbble. I kind of went through the podcasts I listened to, too, just seeing which ones kind of popped out at me the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real-time stuff.
Real-time stuff, yep. And we're able to communicate real-time using Mirror, which is awesome. And so we wanted to make this fun, especially for like the listeners. So we're going to be hosting this as a contest. So if you go to, you know, Yelling Mule Facebook or Yelling Mule Instagram, we will have a link in our bio to a landing page that will have both of Emily and Lindsay's designs. You can scroll down, see the artwork, the cover art. There'll also be a description for each, so you can really understand, you know, kind of what they've talked about on this podcast, have it in writing, just the, you know, the thought behind both of the logos. And then you can add your name, email, your phone number, company message for that, because we will be randomly selecting a winner of an Amazon gift card. So we'll be pulling that, I believe, on Monday. If anything changes, we'll let you know. But it'll be a really good opportunity just to kind of see what people gravitate toward. But okay, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for hopping on and kind of going over your logos, and we'll get this podcast up and the landing page ready to go so people can go and review and vote and potentially win a cool gift.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.